that off, Matt. Do you think it was a harsh scoreline today on the performance?
I thought the performance was good. I was pleased with the way we went about it second half as well. You know, we showed bravery, set the lads at half time. You know, they're having a moan up about maybe they're sending off. But I said, you know, we can't control that. He's made the decision. Anywhere else on the field, if he hadn't been booked, it would have been a booking. But that's the referee, but I'm not going to go touch on that. But I was really pleased. The third goal is a fantastic goal. You know, that's killers. But we kept going right to the end and could have had a goal. But decision making with the young players, you get that. And they'll only get better with getting experience and being in them situations in a local derby with a fantastic crowd in. And really gutted for the supporters. You know, I feel I let them down sometimes. Because I played in a derby, I know what it's like when you win a derby. So obviously, but it's good for the new coach who was here watching that. He'll take away all the things, some positives, take the things that he can work on and learn. So we're looking forward to when he gets started.
There's quite a few changes in the lineup today compared to the Reading game. Was that just a case of freshening things up, or what was your reason?
Yeah, I think so. I think I looked at it. I mean, I was totally in charge of picking a team, obviously with my coaches. It was a matter of picking a team that we hoped would have a goal. We went with a bit more width, and you do that. You know, you make decisions and you try and change. I thought Philip Billing, if he wouldn't have got injured, would come and boss the game, because he was really, really, really enjoying the embracing the challenge. So it tells us he's ready to go on and play in big games. You know, and the poor lad's devastated. You know, he's got a pot on his foot. He's going to assess it tomorrow. Well, that's a blow for him, you know, trying to get his career up and running at Huddersfield, and that happens to him.
And you've already said about working with David a little bit. Are you looking forward to talking to him over the next sort of couple of weeks ahead of Sheffield Wednesday and talking about this, the youth side of things that's been put forward quite a lot?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I've worked with a lot of managers and coaches, English managers and coaches, and you learn every day of people. But to work with someone from another country and... you know, been at Dortmund, so he'll have new ideas. So I think, even though I'm in my 40s now, no, I'm not, I'm in my 50s. I thought you would know. 50s, that you can learn every day, especially in football, you can learn every day. So I'll be listening to him a lot, and hopefully he'll learn off me as well. So and with us being on a PPT Canal side, all on one site, it'll be good.
And finally, in terms of it being a derby today with some big challenges, any injuries or anyone looking a bit worse for wear after today?
Obviously, Philip. Joe Lolley's not really started a full game for a couple of weeks, so we give him a good blow. And then he cramped up and he come over and, you know, he said, I'm sorry, I can't do any more. So that'll be great for him that he's got, 65, 70 minutes in a championship game. That'll be good for him. And I thought he was positive today, Joe.